Welcome back to Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. Try to put something up every morning at 5 a.m. Central Time. And right now we're going through Proverbs and trying to read a proverb a day and encourage you and me to just be more into God's Word. So, name is John Bushnell. Do this most days. And what gives me a voice is probably more the fact that I've been married 34 years now to my wife, and she and I have 8 children. 4 of them are now married, and we have many grandchildren, and our other 4 oldest are now all out of high school, and most of them are walking very diligently with God, each one with their own struggle. But just as a couple trying to pursue God, trying to walk out our marriage in a way that glorifies God, knowing that we are 2 sinners brought together by this thing called marriage, and very grateful for that. But realizing that we as men, we need to fight a battle every day. It's the battle to pursue God and to cherish and love our wives in a way that is a blessing really to God and a blessing to all of those around us who see our relationship with our wife, especially if you have children. That's a big deal, right? And so we're in Proverbs 13 today, on the 13th of November, if that's when you're listening to this. And I want to look at verse 12, 13, 14 as a whole. It starts off with this: hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. How many of you husbands have promised your wife something and then it doesn't happen, it doesn't get fixed, it doesn't happen, whatever that might be, right? Hope deferred makes them heart sick, okay? All right. But a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. So better to under promise, right? And overperform. So if you tell her, hey, you know what? I'm thinking I'm going to get that fixed by the end of the month, and then you get it done this weekend. Bam! Really good. If you say that you're going to work on something, whatever it might be, or you're going to do something for them, make sure you follow up on those promises. And now we have all these gadgets to help us, right? So we can ask our phone to remind us to do that, right? Those kind of things. So just to remember that hope deferred makes the heart sick, especially for children. Dads, when you say something, man, kids can take that as a big, oh, that's a promise from dad, even though that's maybe not how you meant it, right? Verse 13, whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he holds in high esteem. How about that? The commandment will be rewarded. So putting God's word first and not putting it aside. So really going hard after God's wisdom, going after God's word. Again, we've seen that over and over and over again, right? And then verse 14, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. So the whole reason I'm doing this podcast for my sons, for my son-in-laws, for any young men that are willing to listen, that going hard after God is a daily thing worth, very much worth your time. Reading God's word, praying, and being diligent in those things. And cherishing your wives. Cherishing this daughter of the king who you have married. No, she's not perfect. She will never be perfect while you both have flesh on. But she is your wife, given to you by the Holy One of Israel. And for us to remember that, and to pursue God, and to pursue our wife. And the thing about this, it says that when the guy brings 2 together and he makes them 1. So maybe in our pursuit of God and our pursuit of our wife really starts to become more and more the same thing. We, as a couple, pursuing God, and me as a Christian man pursuing my wife and pursuing Christ. It's odd math. It's a mystery, but I think there's a lot to it. And so just to encourage you guys in pursuing God and pursuing your wife, that a lot of that will come together and be a blessing. I know. I've lived it. So go for it. God bless you.